It's really important to be mindful about what you say yes to. And I used to be one of these people that would always say yes to everything because I felt bad. And I've become so much more choosy. I think after I hit my 30s, I became incredibly choosy about what I say yes to. And I'm not afraid to say, you know what? Thank you so much for your invitation. But unfortunately, I won't be able to make it. And you don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to come up with excuses. You know, if you want to protect your energy and your time because you feel like you can't be everywhere and you're spreading yourself thin, then by all means, be protective of that and only go to those things that I would say really are going to make you feel good, going to make you happy, and, you know, align with your vibes and your values and well-being. So you're listening to the podcast, The Life of a Bon Vivant, Manifesting Your Paris Dreams and More. I'm your host, Bita Hashimpour. This podcast is designed to inspire, elevate, and help you step into the abundant life you deserve, whether that's in Paris or anywhere else in the world. Bonjour, and welcome back to another episode of the Life of a Bon Vivant podcast. So it's ironic that I am recording this episode all on creating some zen and relaxation during the holiday season for yourself. And there's a ton of construction going on outside. I'm like, well, what better way to really put my words to the test than try to embrace the relaxing vibes while you've got hammering and all sorts of noises going on right outside the window? So if you hear any of that here in today's episode, let's just pretend that doesn't exist. We're not going to let that ruin, like I said, our Zen vibes here. But I do think this is an important topic, especially this time of the year. I mean, of course, it's always good to stay calm, relaxed, and be centered throughout the year. But I think especially so during the holiday season. You know, we've already had Thanksgiving if you're in the States. And obviously, with the Christmas holiday coming up, there's just a lot of stuff going on. Usually, you're trying to balance, you know, making the holidays like a festive, enjoyable season, probably for yourself or your family. And then if you have kids, you're dealing with wrapping up the kids' schedules and figuring that out because they may be home on break soon. And I just think there's a lot going on. If you're hosting, you might have guests coming over. Maybe you're hosting Christmas and you have like Christmas meals and things to think about. So it's really easy to lose that sense of zen. And I think, especially as women, we just tend to be the type that take on a lot and set that on ourselves. So I wanted to use this episode as a reminder of some things you can do to really keep the zen going and just good reminders for you to keep in mind as we, you know, continue through the month of December. So, first and foremost, I think it's really important that you prioritize self-care. And sometimes I think self-care gets equated to something really elaborate, like, you know, a spa day or doing like a spa session, getting a facial or massage. And I think that as lovely as that is, and hint, hint, if there's any, you know, spouses listening to this episode, maybe get your partner, your wife, a nice little spa gift card. you know, self-care can actually really just be something that you do that's really small and for yourself. Maybe it is something meditative, like, you know, sitting down and doing a meditation session or doing some yoga, or maybe it's just you going to Starbucks and picking up your favorite holiday drink, or taking, you know, 10, 15 minutes out of your day to just, dance to your favorite music or play some piano if you play piano or the guitar or something like that. It's just something that's purely for you and your pleasure. It's not necessarily efficient. It's not necessarily productive for anybody else. It's not something that helps you on your to-do list. It's just for you and your happiness. And that can seem really simple and easy, but a lot of times it's like the first sort of thing. Self-care is the first thing that we're kind of like, yeah, who has time for that? So remember to prioritize time for yourself. The other thing that I think is really important to do is to set realistic expectations. With social media, and of course, even just like I think the holiday season and what society has sort of created us to created for us to believe in and expect, I think a lot of it is just kind of over the top. And the truth is that, especially with social media, a lot of what you see, you've heard this before, it's highlight reels. And you also don't know how much help someone has behind the scenes to actually help them get things done. For example, there are many influencers who will put up really elaborate Christmas displays. And those influencers, first of all, may be compensated for that work and they treat it like their day job. I mean, that is their job. So they're not going to work somewhere else and coming home after work and setting up the whole house. They've probably been supplied materials. They may even have a spouse that works with them in the business and helps them. Or if they're even one of the larger influencers, they may even have like professional help and a team behind the scenes that's helping them out. So I think it's really important that if you are looking at social media or looking at other people, you just are realistic about like what you can do and you don't overcommit or overextend yourself with too many obligations, ideas, or activities for you and your family during the holiday season. You're not a bad, wife, mom, daughter, person for not going crazy, with the decorations. I think as a kid, I remember like my parents decorated for Christmas, but it was never crazy. It's not like it is today. I remember my dad would hang the lights over the garage and we would get a fresh Christmas tree that my mom, sister, and I would all decorate together. So it was like a group effort. And then I think we'd have like stockings that we'd hang. And then we'd also wrap like a garland around the staircase. And maybe we had a few figurines and things like Santas that we'd stick out a nutcracker, but that was pretty much it. We didn't like swap out pillows, blankets. My mom did put a nice table cover like for Christmas dinner, but it's not like the table looked like something out of Pottery Barn every day for the month of December. if you have fun and you like it and it's enjoyable and relaxing to you, go for it. I'm someone who loves to decorate. For me, it's really fun. I look forward to it. But if you're like, I don't have the time to go and do all this stuff, don't overextend yourself. I think if you can add something festive just to cheer up your own vibes and your own mood, go for it. But if not, don't make yourself another project that is work. The holidays are supposed to be a time that you actually get some time to sit back and relax. The other thing that I think is really important is to also be a little bit mindful about your holiday planning. So what I mean by this is often especially if you're someone really social or in your work, you have a lot of events to attend. You may be bombarded with a lot of different parties or gatherings that you're invited to. I like have a huge family here in California, and a lot of times I'll, have different family that's inviting me somewhere, whether it's like strictly related to the holiday or not, or it's just like, hey, we haven't seen you in forever. Let's go out. And there's obviously things among my friends too that we do. It's really important to be mindful about what you say yes to. And I used to be one of these people that would always say yes to everything because I felt bad. And I've become so much more choosy. I think after I hit my 30s, I became incredibly choosy about what I say yes to. And I'm not afraid to say, you know what? Thank you so much for your invitation, but unfortunately, I won't be able to make it. And you don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to come up with excuses. You know, if you want to protect your energy and your time because you feel like you can't be everywhere and you're spreading yourself thin, then by all means, be protective of that and only go to those things that I would say really are going to make you feel good, going to make you happy, and, you know, align with your vibes and your values and well-being. So just be a little bit mindful when you're doing the holiday planning. I also mentioned this just with setting realistic expectations, but like simplify your decorations. Again, you don't need to decorate every inch of your home. Just focus on those things that are really going to bring that holiday spirit for you and make you feel good. And you can carry that sort of minimalism over to even the experiences you're having or the gifts you're giving. Like, oh my goodness. And it's funny when you see it, like people plan all these things to do during the holiday season. And like some of it are things that are really fun and probably really magical, especially if you have kids. Like, yes, you want to take the kids to take a picture with Santa. I get that totally. I've done that as a kid. But I think also don't underestimate the power of sitting at home with the fire on and bundling up with a cup of hot cocoa. Like, this is so simple, but think about it. You're probably not having like a cup of hot chocolate in June or July, right? It's usually something that we really get into around the holidays. You know, when you're at the store, maybe pick up some mini marshmallows, some candy canes. And if you are not the type of person that wants to make your own hot chocolate, then a box of hot cocoa mix and come home and just create that as your experience, having a cup of hot cocoa, you know? And when you're giving gifts too, some of my favorite gifts are just doing like homemade cookies. I'll do holiday cookies, or I'll do like a cookie mix that I put in mason jars and wrap a bow around it. And I'll give those as gifts. Or I'll do something simple like get a holiday mug and then put like a bag of hot cocoa mix and some mini marshmallows, et cetera, and just like make a little gift like that. I think, you know, it's really nice to shop and buy things that you think someone's going to really love and is special. I am, you know, by all means for gift giving. I love giving gifts. I love receiving gifts. But again, if you are not in the place mentally, financially, where you can do that, just know that there is definitely charm and plenty to be grateful for with the minimalist gifting approach too. Another thing that I think is really important to think about, we talked about like mindful holiday planning, but let's also talk about mindful eating. So we talk a lot about like French food, the French diet on this podcast. I just had the lovely guest, Karen Gombeau, on here just maybe 3-4 episodes back. And we took a lot of time. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, feel free to go back and listen to that. I think it was episode 42. And Karen and I discussed the French approach to food and eating. And a lot of that is being mindful. So something as simple as just like eating slowly, savoring each bite, you know, being conscious of what you're actually consuming and just listening to your body for those cues. Because one of the easiest ways, I think this is the reason people sometimes, gain that holiday weight. And as I say holiday weight, I'm thinking of Ross from Friends and how he was like really embarrassed or self-conscious about the holiday weight gain that he experienced. If you watch Friends, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I think most people gain the weight around the holidays because you're going to parties and more than just the rich food that you're eating, you're usually eating in a bit of a mindless way. Like, think about it. And I'm totally guilty of this too, mind you. When I say you, I, or anyone, I'm talking about myself too. It's really easy for us to go to a holiday party and there will be like a cheese board or little finger foods, and you'll grab some and put them on your plate and eat those. And then you're drinking, wine and eating more snacks. And then you make it to the main food and you eat a bunch of those and you want to try everything. And it's like by the end of the night, you've eaten way more than you would ever eat probably at home, right? On your own. And the whole idea of just like mindful eating is really thinking like when you're at that table with all the different snacks and finger foods, think about what it is you actually really would want to eat. Don't just grab every cheese that's on the cheese board just because it's there. What do you really love? For me, if I see a cheese board, if I look at it and there's, all different types of cheese, but let's say there's some goat cheese and I see some kind of yummy, like fig spread or something, I will immediately go for those because those are more of my preference than, let's say, like some Gouda and prosciutto or something. So, like, I try to be choosy with what I pick and really think about, do I really want to eat this? Yes, Marcuna almonds are good, but am I really going to be bummed if I don't eat them? No, like I'd rather save room in my appetite for some of the other more unique things that I may not eat on a daily basis. And if there really are like a ton of things that you really want to try, you're like, I really want to try all, five of these different things, then being very conscious about the portions you're consuming for each. And honestly, I think more than just like the weight gain or weight loss issue is more about like how you feel and how your body feels after the event or holiday gathering. If you can avoid it by just being a little more mindful and conscious as you are going to these holiday gatherings, then your body is going to thank you for it after. And like, we really want to just get out of that whole mindset of like, let's binge and eat whatever we can and then come January 1st, that's when we get strict. We don't need to be doing that. You can enjoy the foods that you want during the holidays guilt-free, but you can do it in a mindful and conscious way. And then the other thing I think that is really important is to really just take a moment to kind of unplug and disconnect once you are on your holiday break. We have different policies when it comes to time off. Some people get a whole week off. Some people, may only get a few days, but whatever it is that you get, maybe you only get one night. If you work in retail, you're probably working a lot, which I've been there. I feel you and I appreciate you. And I don't think it's fair that America has such, lenient and available retail hours for everyone to experience. I think we should give retail employees more time off, but that's a whole nother podcast episode. But what I do think is important is that you are unplugging and disconnecting. And this includes like taking a break from the TV, social media. If you want to watch holiday movies, go for it. But like, I think just having the TV or the iPad on all day or like scrolling Instagram and TikTok all day, it can be a lot without sometimes you realizing, like when you get into bed at the end of the night, you will often feel like, why am I so tired? Or I have such a headache. And it's just from having the devices all on all day, and taking the opportunity to just step away from that, maybe heading outside into nature, getting some fresh air at a park, or if you live near like the mountains or the woods, even better. Oh my goodness, as I say that, I'm just dreaming of, you know, being in Lake Tahoe. That's somewhere that me and my family always went to growing up during the holiday season. And I just loved taking in that fresh mountain air. There's nothing like it. And if you have access to that, then what are you doing inside? By all means, head outside and really take in, you know, the, like I said, the fresh air and the beautiful scenery, because it will make a world of a difference in trying to achieve some zen and relaxation. And then, of course, like, you can always just set aside, similar to what I said with practicing self-care, you know, me time, putting that time for you to just read a book that you like or practice a hobby you enjoy, taking a warm bubble bath, you know, doing something that is just appealing to you and makes you feel like some people love to bake. It's very therapeutic for them. Maybe that's what you do. And maybe that's something that is great because you can incorporate the kids in that too. But having time to just do something for you is huge. And I think creating that sort of zen relaxing mode during the holidays, and take it slow. I think I'll sort of wrap it up there, is take it all so slow. This is like what the French excel at, is just slow and steady. You know, I noticed actually that a lot of French people in Paris, I should say, I want to clarify it because I don't know about elsewhere in France, but in Paris, I saw so many people shopping for Christmas presents on Christmas Eve. And it wasn't like frantic shopping. It was just like, oh yeah, you know, it's Christmas tomorrow, let's get some gifts. Whereas like in the US, we obviously really try to promote all the Christmas shopping from much earlier. And I think if you're shopping ahead of time, just for the sake of like selection and creating ease for you, I wouldn't want to head into a mall on Christmas Eve in the US, but you know, to each his or her own. But I think as long as the intention behind what you're doing is to just be relaxed about it all, then by all means, do what you want to do. If you want to shop ahead online, go for it. If you want to shop last minute because you don't want to deal with it, go for it. And you know, if you want to bake with the kids or you want to do activities with the kids, just be easy about it. Don't plan like three different things in one day. You know, bake with the kids one day, then the next day, maybe it's devoted to playing outside in the snow. And the day after that, you're just watching a Christmas movie. Like, keep things easy, paced at a tempo that works for you and doesn't make you feel stressed out. And just remember that this is supposed to be a joyful, most wonderful time of the year. And I think if you can remember to take care of yourself in the midst of all of it, then that's the most surefire way to really enjoy the season. So again, I hope you guys are taking the time to really enjoy this season. It is my favorite time of the year. And if you need any help with like gift ideas, or just maybe if you're going on a trip and you need some packing ideas for winter clothes, I have a lot of those resources on the blog to help you. I'll link those too in the show notes below so they're easy to find. But I hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and I'll chat with you soon.